Today we are praying for a city that's really far away, and we also are going to lift up your own city. So Trona and Cyril's Valley, which are really right next to each other. Trona is very small and Cyril's Valley is a little larger one, but it's way out there. And we'll talk more about that. But let's pray. Father God, we pray that unity may prevail in these communities. Help those in the city to come together to resolve the issues that affect them. May they bring their experiences and expertise to the table and work out solutions together, to listen well, to empathize and brainstorm the best path for their city. Empower them with perseverance to continue working to improve their community, even if it seems they're taking one step forward and two steps back. Strengthen their fortitude. Keep pressing on no matter what the obstacles and challenges. May they be steadfast and unwavering in prayers for these cities and in our practical actions to turn things around. Encourage us, we pray, by showing us ways our work is bearing fruit. We thank you for your strength. Father God, you are the lifter of our heads. We pray for healing in these communities, for those suffering, for healing and prosperity, for businesses that are struggling from so many challenges, for the families that own them and for their employees. We pray a blessing over them, healing, creative ways to come out of these problems. We pray for healing and wisdom for their leaders as they strive to achieve peace and order and build back. And especially, Lord, we pray for spiritual revival that will bring repentance, restoration, and a renewed focus on you. May that revival begin in our own hearts and spirit, even right now. We also pray for economic revival, that you would raise up innovative businesses that would hire local people and contribute to the economy. May you raise up an excellent worth ethic among this population so the city would prosper. May these communities be cities of light. In Jesus' name, amen. So Cyril's Valley has a population of 1,785, whereas Trona only has 87 people. The community sits at the western edge of Cyril's Lake, and it's adjacent to Cyril's Valley. The Trona got its name from the mineral Trona that's abundant in the Cyril's Valley lake bed, but they're both isolated and desolate, as well as the nearby Trona Pinnacles. However, it's known for the high school football team that plays on one of the only dirt fields in America because of the searing heat and high saline soil kills the grass. They experienced a 7.1 earthquake in 2019, which affected their economy, their church growth, drug crimes, and they only have 5 churches in the area that are struggling. So, Father, we lift this community up and pray that you heard our prayers that we prayed for it, but we also pray, God, that you would replace the discouragement with the living hope, Jesus Christ. We speak Jesus is Lord over Trona. Jesus is Lord over Cyril's Valley. And Jesus, you are Lord over our city. In Jesus' mighty name.